This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tim and Johnny again. Educated educators talking education. Of course, Busted Pencils Tuesday. Welcome, everybody. Before we get to our guest, though, breaking news, listeners live in Madison and Milwaukee, they've done it, Johnny. They've proposed doing it. So the Wisconsin Republican legislature has voted to dismantle Milwaukee public schools. And for just in case you understand, Milwaukee has been, you know, put this in the right sentence, where the whole idea of the dream of choice and vouchers reared its ugly head and has been debated. You know, the poor failing schools of Milwaukee, they've been beat on by legislation, by politicians now for 40 plus years. So now the latest, quote, fix to Milwaukee public education, just break it up. So, Johnny, when we come back in the bottom half hour, callers, when you're out there, we're going to talk about that 844-967-2789. Milwaukee Public Schools, Republican legislature saying, hey, no more need to have one of the largest urban school districts in the country. Let's disband it. Okay. When we're back, though, we'll talk about that. Now, though, teacher shortage, teacher accreditation, learning to be a teacher. Johnny, you learned to be a teacher, right?
Absolutely. Teacher education.
I went to school. I learned to be a teacher, too. Who knew, except you and me and our guest, that actually the quality of learning to be a teacher, and in fact, our educator preparation institutions, have accreditation standards. And we have Chief Operations Officer Linda McGee from the Association for Advancing Quality and Educator Preparation, or AQIP, as we're all starting to finally get to know, as our guest today. Linda, welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much, Tim. Great to meet you, Johnny. I'm really thrilled about this. So thanks for inviting me.
Well, and this is a little bit of a, I guess turn's not the right word, but, you know, kind of going maybe weedy, but to help people understand, though, your organization is there to look at mine or Johnny's or any institution that prepares educators. And if you, and I'm going to make this really short and simple, and then we're going to get into the details. But if AQIP likes what we're doing, you tell the world that what Tim's doing or what Johnny's doing or any other institution, they're doing a good job at it. Is that a simple way to explain accreditation?
Oh boy, that's a pretty simple way to explain a very convoluted process.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. It is a peer review process. All right. So it was developed by your colleagues, your peers, you know, at the universities and at other alternative programs also who are preparing educators. And then it's the peer reviewers who are coming in and looking at your evidence that you present and tell us, you know, where are you successful or where do you need to make some changes to make some improvements, do some innovations, you know, some little tweaking here and there. And then, you know, that accreditation commission receives the evidence and they look at it and make the decision whether to, you know, award, you know, the 7 or sometimes 2 years of accreditation. That means then that you can say to people, definitely, I am nationally accredited. Okay.
And I just want to, you know, because we have, you know, listeners who, you know, really in one sense, teacher education accreditation can be in the weeds. It's not necessarily there. And so I wanted to bring this out as, you know, this is what you've said now is it's more a partnership between a teacher preparation institution and the Association for Advancing Quality and Educator Preparation coming together to talk and essentially say, my institution, we think we're doing some pretty cool stuff preparing teachers. Linda, we'd like your organization to help us figure that out if we are. And how you can help? Is that maybe a little bit better than the first attempt?
Yeah, a little bit better. It's still peer reviewers, all right? It's okay. Not specifically our organization.
Okay, let me just interrupt you. So I'm making the mistake of putting this all on you,
right,
your organization, instead of recognizing that your organization is actually an organization of Johnny and Tim's peers.
You've got it. Absolutely. Okay. That's exactly what it is. Okay. So, you know, that's really what we just pretty much organize those reviewers. All right. Okay. And help to build out the process and things like that so that, you know, you have those opportunities, you know, to look at your data, look at your evidence and make revisions and grow from that.
So Johnny, you know, what do you think? I mean, we've been doing this as academics, peer review, right? I mean, the reality is that this isn't this top-down organization saying you need to do this. These are teacher education professionals across the country coming together with your institution, with my institution, with another institution, and saying, let's have a conversation about preparing quality teachers. What does Johnny Lupinacci think?
Well, I mean, Tim and Linda, thank you for being here with us today and sharing this, because I think this is really important, because especially for our broader audience and listeners that might wonder, like, what goes into becoming a teacher? And I know for a lot of teachers out there that we learned so much when we are finally in our classrooms. But what we don't often realize is that while that's true, the foundations that we got, the skill building that we gained in quality teacher preparation programs prepared us to be ready for that on-the-job skill building, right? And so there's often this curiosity of what did I learn in my teacher education program? And myself included, now as a teacher educator, but as a classroom teacher too, I often reflected on that, right? What was it that I learned? Because I learned so much in those first 5 years of teaching, and then so much more in those next years that came, right? So we know that we're always learners leading learners. But I think the myth is that these teacher education programs, or even higher education in general, is just anything goes. And one thing that we want to be really clear about it in these kinds of conversations in these organizations that remind us of not only of peer review, but of accountability to our craft, right? That we genuinely are always changing and adapting. And that certainly there are some steadfast, you know, time-tested practices that in any profession, whether we're becoming plumbers, right, hairstylists, any of these skilled craft labors, that teaching is, you know, a very much a skilled labor. And so you apprentice in it and you learn, and teacher education programs get accredited, right? We're accountable to our peers. And so it's really wonderful. Now, one of the things that I think we often worry about, and this is good for this conversation, is that when we say peers, who do we mean? Because it sounds like this organization that Linda's here to talk to us with us about is a little bit different, Tim, than some of the ones I think you and I have experienced, which weren't exactly my peers, but we're, you know, large testing organizations that will remain nameless because we don't want to have to deal with them. But all my Facebook folks following us right now know exactly who I'm talking about, you know, ends in a sun, right? And I'm not talking about what sets in the West. So, but, you know, we wonder often, how do we really form relationships, partnerships, collaborations with our responsibilities, like accountability in our teacher education program? Because that's really important, right? That we're not part of a large testing economy, but we're really part of a responsibility to our craft, a constant sharing of practice, right? Learners leading learners.
Yeah. So one of the things, Johnny, I think that you brought up is about that accountability. That's really important to me, because with AQEP, what we did, and I'm saying, when I say we, I mean all of the members who came to help us to build all the standards and the process and everything that we're doing. These were people from universities, from state education agencies, from P-12 fields, the educators in the field. So they came together and helped us to design the standards and the expectations that we have for AQEP. And some of those standards are quality assurance, because we're an accreditor. Therefore, there are specific areas where we have to research and we have to check into it. Program practices, you know, that do the programs have the capacity to support those candidates, you know, when they're preparing them. But the piece that we're really excited about is really building those partnerships, looking at not just what's happening in the programs, but then how are we really building the partnerships, building that cadre of stakeholders that are very diverse, not only educators, but looking across the field, in business and into the world of nonprofits and even politicians, you know, bringing them in. So how are we looking at that and saying what we did in the program is now making a difference when they are in the field? And how are we collecting that evidence?
Well, I think that's the part. I mean, think about that, Johnny, right? It's like, and I think it's a challenging question to say, has a teacher preparation institute done its job in preparing Tim and Johnny to go out and help children learn, right? I mean, that's huge, because we hope that's what we're doing. And when I think about this, Linda, though, too, so considering, quote, defining learning, measuring learning, and all of those things that are wrapped up in that, but that really is the goal of teacher preparation, is to make sure that people are leaving who are quality people that know how to orchestrate and create situations in which children will be the best able to learn. How, when you talk about all those stakeholders that came together, I mean, how do you make a decision as to what that looks like?
Well, one thing is that it's learning and not achievement. All right. So that there's a big difference there. Okay. You're all right. Good. I'm glad you are agreeing with me. Yes. Because it really is looking at the diversity in different ways of the differentiation of that learning for those students and those different students, right? And then, it, not looking at just quantitative measures, but really thinking, how can we talk with the people who are in the field? How can we really, you know, talk with the teachers who are in the field, talk with the principals and the supervisors, and get the feedback from them and use it so that we can improve the programs?
Well, that's it. It is we are talking to Linda McKee, Association for Advancing Quality in Educator Preparation, AQIP, which we're going to refer to it from now on. More Busted Pencils, more with Linda when we get back. Teacher shortage and accountability and accreditation. How do those work? More Busted Pencils back in a minute.